الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Ayatollah Khamenei elaborates on six key points of Imam Khomeini's testament, June 4, 2018. From the beginning of the revolution to the last day of his life, and in his testament, our magnanimous Imam used to emphasize the fact that the revolutionary spirit is the spirit of progress and innovation. That was what the Iranian nation experienced. The Iranian nation believes in its capabilities today. The people are confident enough to enter scientific and political arenas. Whenever the Iranian nation has seriously entered an arena, it has managed to take the lead. Our status in scientific innovations, political power, and international grandeur is not comparable to the pre-revolution era. The nation of this era has awoken. It has been revitalized, all due to the revolution. The more this revolutionary spirit is revitalized, and the more dynamic it is, the more revitalized the spirit of innovation and creativity will be, just as the revolution itself, which was a great innovation.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Through the Islamic Revolution and by the establishment of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini provided a middle ground between West toxication and backwardness. Before that, nations believed that they had to either remain ignorant or become westernized. But the Imam proved that there was a straight path which led to progress without being West toxified or falling victim to the West. Dear youth, in order to help your country progress, you must tread this straight path as tenaciously as possible. You can remove all obstacles in your way by relying on Allah, the Exalted, and your internal power. The other point that stands out in Imam's testament is the need for attention toward Cold War and psychological warfare waged by the enemy. Whenever the enemy fails to achieve its goal in practice, it resorts to psychological warfare to dishearten nations and fill their hearts with despair. Through psychological warfare and intimidation, they try to convince other nations to end their opposition. This can only mean that they have not been able to resist our nation in practical arenas. The enemy's psychological warfare started in the early days after the revolution, and it has continued to this day.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.